You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Well, after a seemingly endless campaign, Barack Obama is in fact the president-elect. Just over 2 months from now, we'll be sworn in as the 44th president of the United States. Chronicling that journey all the way from the beginning, Christina Bellantoni, national political reporter for the Washington Times, who joins me now from Chicago. And Christina, thanks so much for your time today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We knew that Barack Obama was the favorite going into yesterday, and obviously a lot of the key battleground states like Ohio, like Virginia, like Florida went in his column, so we knew pretty early that he was going to win this election. What was the reaction of his staff? Were they expecting electoral margin of about this size, or were they surprised a little bit?
They are very superstitious, and they would not talk about it at all. In fact, I have this little toy Air Force One that I was carrying with me on the last couple of days of the campaign, and I asked one of them to use their business card to cut out the O logo and put the O on it for a picture because I thought it would be funny. And they said, no way, we're superstitious about that. So I think that they were very anxious, and even as results started coming in, they were just sitting there and just kind of being quiet. And then once it was pretty clear he was going to win, which was basically when he won Pennsylvania, because that was McCain's only pathway to really take a victory, the staff disappeared. We had a few kind of aides helping us out, but they were not around to spin us or anything. We had radio silence from email. I mean, it was just nothing, and I think they went and started celebrating.
Now, take us inside that inner circle, if you can. Christina, we know obviously about Obama. A lot of people who follow politics pretty closely have seen David Axelrod a lot. But in his victory speech last night, Barack Obama called David Plouffe the unsung hero of the campaign. What was his role and why was it so pivotal?
David Plouffe is his campaign manager and really helped make this machine work. He also thanked him. The only other time I did a publicly, I believe, was the night that he clinched the nomination out in St. Paul, Minnesota, June 3rd. And David Plouffe is a pretty reclusive figure. You've seen him do a few recent television interviews, but for the most part, he's shy, and he likes to communicate with voters directly. He likes to communicate with voters through web videos, and he's done just a couple press briefings and doesn't grant any interviews. So this is a man who takes his job really seriously. He's about to be a dad. He actually has his child due in a couple it was due about a week ago, and he has not had his wife's not had the baby yet. So it's just a very interesting dynamic between them. I think that he is one of Senator Obama's most trusted people, and I would not be surprised if he came to the White House in some capacity.
Obviously, the ground game for Senator Obama was quite impressive, especially in the battleground states. Should we have expected that given how well they organized in the caucus states?
So, I mean, my prediction going into it was that he was going to win, and he was probably going to win some of these states. And for a lot of reasons, it's not just about the organization. It's about the fact that this primary lasted so long. And so voters in Indiana, for example, were very exposed to Senator Obama. I think he went there maybe 20 times between the primary election and the general election. I think he did about 8 general election trips. So they were quite familiar with him. They became more and more comfortable with him. He really reached out to people and asked them for their votes. And that made a difference. Whereas Senator McCain, he made a lot of trips there during the general, but he didn't have to compete there before that. And then, of course, the fact that the Democrats were able to really bridge that divide and be able to become unified, that made a big difference too, because when you saw Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton out there on the stump, and Obama had every single top surrogate out there campaigning for him as well, I mean, they just had a lot of people that could come to their side, and you know, John McCain just really didn't have that. President Bush, not a popular figure, so it's not like you could send him out. And who else do you really have besides Arnold Schwarzenegger, who did one campaign rally?
Senator Obama, of course, throughout this campaign has talked about the need to end the bitter divisiveness in Washington. At the same time, he was considered to be a candidate to the left of Hillary Clinton. Some people are now suggesting he'll govern more from the center. How is he most likely to lead when he gets to the White House?
I'm working on a story about that right now. But I think that it's probably going to be a centrist. I think that he will appoint Republicans that will be there to present dissenting views. I mean, he is not just going to have the liberal wing of the Democratic Party giving him information. I mean, he will have a lot of input from labor groups, but he also is going to have a lot of input from veterans groups. And so you're going to have this broad coalition that helped elect him, I think, is going to be the kind of coalition that he brings into the White House. And that's what everybody's saying in my interviews today.
In terms of what his presidential staff will look like, there's a lot of rumors right now that another political figure from Illinois, Rahm Emanuel, who has been in the Democratic House leadership, former member of the Clinton administration, could be in line to be the chief of staff. Is there any confirmation of that yet?
The campaign has basically developed a complete radio silence on this and probably will continue to until they make an announcement. They're very good at not leaking things, but clearly there's some kind of leak coming out of Emanuel's staff or somebody else on the Hill, and people have confirmed, you know, privately that, yes, the offer was made, and we're not sure if he's accepted it or not. But it sounds like it's pretty firm at this point.
And what's the timetable for the transition? What is Senator Obama focusing on right now? When does he start naming potential cabinet figures and that sort of thing?
Well, he's previously said that he would start with Treasury Secretary, and that's something that obviously with the bailout bill and the economic crisis, that's going to be very important. So I would not be surprised if we had a Chief of Staff and a Treasury Secretary by Friday. It's possible it won't be that early, but I would not be surprised about that. And I think that he'll probably announce that a lot of people are expecting him to keep Defense Secretary Robert Gates at least for a transition period. So I think that he may make that kind of announcement quickly. I know that he's made very, very clear that he wants to get working right away, and their transition team is very large and very organized, and they've obviously got a cooperative White House. And this is the first time there's been a transition that was from one party to another where there was a certain result. You know, in 2000, you had the entire mess with the Supreme Court, and this dragged on for weeks and weeks and weeks on end, so you couldn't really prepare. And then, obviously, George Bush in 2004, that wasn't an issue. So this is something that they're really going to have to coordinate, and George Bush seems to be pretty willing to help him out. So I think we're going to have a lot of things in place within the next few weeks. And Senator Obama also is expected to return to Hawaii to have a memorial service for his grandmother, who asked that the funeral be held after the election.
Christina, last 30 seconds or so here. I don't know if you've gotten enough sleep to be reflective in the 12 hours or so since we've known who's going to be the next president. But what has impressed you or surprised you most about how Obama got this done?
It's just fascinating that everybody had counted this man out when he first launched it, and then he somehow defeated the biggest political name on the Democratic side and then brought her back into his trusted fold, and then defeated the man that has this really impressive resume and did it all with that no drama. And even last night, it was just fascinating to watch. I mean, the campaign ended really as it was the entire way. There was no drama. It was a very serene moment. He gave a speech. It was a little somber, and he waved, and that was it. And I think that that's probably going to be the way he governs for a little bit. He's very even-tempered, which is, you know, a lot of people say that that's one reason why they chose him.
And so we'll see how this whole transition does play out. Christina, great job on the campaign trail. Thanks for your time with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks very much. Have a great day.
You too. Christina Bellantoni, national political reporter for The Washington Times. This is Dateline Washington.